Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this live Wednesday, the 14th day of June, 2006. Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, retired, former head of the Star Wars program, will be joining us in 30 minutes to discuss the 9/11 attacks and how they are verifiable inside jobs. That is coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the day. I mentioned this story yesterday. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. I want to begin with it after this break. Bush sneaking North American superstate without oversight. And another headline, Bush administration quietly plans NAFTA superhighway. Of course, we wrote these articles 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago. Finally, Lou Dobbs and others have picked up on it. This time it's Jerome R. Corsi, who gets it right on so many issues, but then says that we need to attack Iran and Bush is fighting the New World Order. How is Bush fighting the New World Order, Mr. Corsi? I want to get him on. That's it. While at this very same time, pushing for the end of the United States, something the Bilderberg Group is behind. So he's written two separate articles here, and we'll go over them. Quietly but systematically, the Bush administration is advancing the plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway 4 football fields wide through the heart of the U.S. along Interstate 35 from the Mexican border at Laredo, Texas, to the Canadian border north of Duluth, Minnesota. Beautiful Duluth. Once complete, the new road will allow containers from the Far East to enter the United States through the Mexican port of Lazaro Cardenas, bypassing the Longshoremen Union in the process. Well, that isn't what matters. It says Mexican trucks without the involvement of the Teamsters Union will drive on what will be the nation's most modern highway. This is not the main issues. Mexico has already been given the big, one of the biggest train stations, switching yards in St. Louis, and went over a 100-mile stretch south of there. I mean, Spanish companies are taking over our highways. It's the total destruction of America. So even when Corsi finally writes about something true, they do not give you the full magnitude of it. But we'll go over some of this, because this really is one of the big issues. The attack on the Second Amendment, the open borders, the Pan-American Union, or the American Union, they call it by different names, it's all happening. The phony war on terrorism, government-sponsored terror, the poisons and the vaccines, the water, the air, these are all the constellation, make up the constellation of central issues. The 45 to 50 million abortions, I get emails going, is it 45 or is it 50? We get different federal numbers. Okay, we don't know. So please don't, well, you said 45 one day and 50 the next. It's the numbers that look like they're accurate are over 50 million, but we like to downplay it and, you know, be conservative, not downplay abortion, but downplay the number to be safe so we're not over-inflating it. What's the difference? 1 million, 45 million, when you get into these type of numbers, these are the central issues we need to discuss and talk about. And I know we have a lot of liberal listeners. They get freaked out when they hear me talk about abortion. Come on, you know it's evil. You know it's wrong. And I do want to spend more time on that here in the near future. We need to talk about it. And the Lord's been laying it on my heart to do that. So we'll get into that report. We've got several other articles here about how troops supposedly scare away illegal immigrants away from the border. That is total theater. The actual Border Patrol numbers are increased levels of illegals pouring in. Geno's hit with bias complaint for just simply putting up a sign saying, this is America, speak English. Folks, there's El Cenizo on the Texas border, along with a bunch of other towns, where you're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings. This is in America. This is in Texas. This is in the U.S. And you don't see the EEOC down there. So I'm going to go over that. There is so much news today. More on Bilderberg, more on Zarqawi, more on Gitmo. It's all coming up. I'm going to cover news when we get back. Then we'll go to your calls. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday edition. 14th day of June 2006. I'm going to plunge straight into the news. But before I do that, our 9/11 conference, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda, is going to sell out. It's going to sell out. The hall holds 1,200 people, but we're cutting it off at 1,100 because we know there's going to be about 100 members of the press there. And it is going to be quite a circus. We're going to get the truth out on 9/11. It's going to be really exciting. I am very excited about it. I can't wait until next Saturday and Sunday, after next, coming up on the 24th and 25th. If you want your tickets, go to InfoWars.com, link through to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. Get your tickets now, or call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. Because this conference is coming on like a hurricane. It is going to be historical. It is going to be huge. It is going to be the... As I heard one commentator say, was it Jack Blevin he called in yesterday, that's going to be the Super Bowl of 9/11 truth conferences, and that is certainly the truth. We are stepping up to the plate big time. All right, where to start? Bush administration quietly plans NAFTA superhighway. Jerome R. Corsi, I'm going to get Mr. Corsi on. You know, Mr. Corsi talks about the New World Order. Mr. Corsi talks about the open borders. Mr. Corsi talks about the Second Amendment. He talks about all these things, but then tells us that the Muslims are out to get us and we've got to go into Iran and that, oh, they're going to set up an oil borscht, we've got to attack them. Interesting fellow, but it's funny. We've written over the last 10 years scores of articles about the NAFTA highway. I live right here where they're building it. They've been building it for 4 or 5 years openly, this giant thing. The Mexican truckers are already all over our streets. Foreign companies are openly being given the infrastructure. It's just being handed over to them. They're not even paying for it. They just give a bunch of campaign contributions, and state and federal government go, here, it's yours. But finally, it's being picked up. Again, Lou Dobbs, what, last year and then again this year, has read on the air the open CFR documents being implemented by the Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. governments. We've had joint sessions of Congress with Mexico going back, what, 3 years now? 3 years ago, it is an American union. It is the end of our sovereignty. And in major polls, almost no one is for it. It's in the high 90s against it. Same thing when I was in Canada. I talked to, it had to be about 100 people on the street downtown 2 days straight. There around the parliament and just different areas of the downtown in Ottawa. I haven't counted them all up, but it was close to 100 or maybe more. One guy said he was neutral on it and needed to investigate it more. So no one was for it. No one was for it there. No one I know is for it here, but our CEOs, our government leaders, our so-called officials, they're really supposedly servants, the authorities, the establishment is for it and is cramming it down our throat. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. It's undemocratic. It will destroy our republic. No one's for it. Just like no one, very few, 90%+ are against the electronic voting machines. If we could educate the other 7% or so, they'd be against it too. 97% is against the toll roads with transponders. 90% is against the open borders. On and on and on. And I keep making this point because it's central. We have the people. We have the Constitution. We are the mainstream. Period. And at the same time, the government is going in the complete opposite direction because they've been bought off by these global corporations that are not free market. They are global crime syndicates. Bush administration quietly plans NAFTA superhighway. This is out of Human Events. Quietly but systematically, the Bush administration is advancing the plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway 4 football fields wide through the heart of the U.S. along Interstate 35. I am literally a mile from it right now. Again, through the heart of the U.S. along Interstate 35 from the Mexican border at Laredo, Texas, to the Canadian border north of Duluth, Minnesota. Once complete, the new road will allow containers from the Far East to enter the United States to the Mexican port of Lazaro Cardenas, bypassing the Longshoremen's Union in the process. The Mexican trucks, without the involvement of the Teamsters Union, will drive on what will be the nation's most modern highway straight into the heart of America. The Mexican trucks will cross borders in fast lanes, checked only electronically by the new Sintra system, and that's the tracker chip that we beat by 2 votes last year. They're in session right now trying to pass it. Texans, you right now are on the verge of having transponders put in all your cars, right along with the Mexican trucks, the American Union tracker chip. The first custom stop will be a Mexican customs office in Kansas City. You heard me. And he told the truth there. And then on into St. Louis. Their new smart port complex, a facility being built for Mexico at a cost of $3 million to U.S. taxpayers in Kansas City. That's right. We are paying for it. And this doesn't mention St. Louis. That's the real hub. As incredible as this plan may seem to some readers, the first Trans-Texas Corridor segment of the NAFTA Superhighway is already to begin construction next year. Hey, Corsi, it's already been on the cover of Time Magazine. They've already got a bunch of it built, okay? It's part of it's to open next year. Get it straight. Various U.S. government agencies, dozens of state agencies, and behind the scenes to create the NAFTA Superhighway have been working behind the scenes to create the NAFTA Superhighway despite the lack of comment on the plan by President Bush. The American public is largely asleep to this key piece of the coming North American Union that the government planners are setting up in the trilateral region of the United States, Canada, Mexico, are about to drive into reality. Just examine the following websites to get a feel for the magnitude of NAFTA superhighway planning that has been going on without any new congressional legislation directly authorizing construction of the planned international corridor through the center of the country. Now, let's stop right there. Around 40% of U.S. highways have already been designated as NAFTA highways. So, get that straight. I-35 has been operating for what they passed NAFTA in 94, so almost 12 years, has been operating as NAFTA. For 3 years, Mexican trucks have been driving all the way to New York, all the way to Canada, all the way to Toronto, Ottawa, and other areas. I was on a plane 2 weeks ago to Chicago, sitting next to a manager that manages over 1,000 trucks, and I said, how many of your trucks are Mexican? He said, about 20%. I said, how far do they drive? He said, everywhere, into Canada, into New York. They drive everywhere, right through Texas. I go, oh, what road, I-35? He said, yes, that's our main hub. I-35 is already a NAFTA highway. It isn't coming next year. And just what, 6-7 miles east of there, they are building the mega massive 4-football-field-wide system. And do you know how they plan to pay for it? It is the Sentry system. Do you know how they're going to pay for it? At every state level, you are going to pay for your own economic destruction and the destruction of America. That's why the average driver will pay. This is in the mainstream news here in Texas, okay? $3 a gallon equivalent gas tax on top of the already 40-something cents we pay in the state per gallon with state and local and federal. Do you understand? On top of the, 44 cents that you pay in Texas, and this is going nationwide, by the way. We're just on the front lines of it here. We're a few years ahead of you. $3 a gallon average drive time will be assigned. So for the amount, the average car, what gets 22 miles a gallon, they had all this calculated in the paper earlier this year. TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, admitted it. They say it will be a little over, $3 and something a gallon. The equivalent of that, a trip during peak driving time from Austin to Dallas and back, will be over $170. I think it was $174. I'm going from memory. Go pull the news articles up. We wrote articles about it a few months ago and put links to all of it. $170. Your car will become a taxi cab. You know, they keep telling us in the news, don't worry, this won't slow traffic. We're going to not have toll booths. And they don't mention in the news why. You go read the legislation that accompanies it, and it says transponders in every car. And they don't stop there. It says for toll roads. It also says, as if this is a selling point, the minute your insurance elapses, it'll all be in the digital bank system. The police cars are having computers put in them that will flag you in real time, tracking you by your radio transponder from reader to reader point. So they'll know where you are. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. Okay? They say they will also ticket you for your average speed. Let's say it's 70, and you average, say, 81 miles per hour from reader A to reader B every mile. You will be mailed a ticket. You think red light cameras are bad? And listen, I know a lot of you are snickering and giggling, and you love Bush's gun control and the open borders, and you think that's conservative. You'll be under this in a couple years. This would have already passed last year and by law been in all inspection stickers in Texas this year. When you go get your inspection sticker, it would already be in there. By the way, they have 2 years in jail, and I forget how it was. I think it was $15,000. I'm going from memory again, and I'm pretty dingy from not getting enough sleep last week. But I know it was 2 years in prison and some giant fine if you, quote, tamper with the chip. The little square chip, they showed diagrams of it. I guess it was about a quarter of an inch little square. Little thin wafer square. By the way, TxDOT was running ads this year and last year. They're running ads already saying, you've got a new smart inspection sticker. It's great. So they're already running ads as if it already happened. So Oh, by the way, that's just one facet of this. Everyone from Mexico will instantly be legalized to come in through this highway. We'll tell you about that when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Globalism is about creating supranational bodies made up of private appointees by international bodies and other corporations. They just give each other the authority. It's all color of law. They come in and they set up regional governments that simply bypass the Congress. And the Congress, of course, cedes its power, hands it over as a rubber stamp, a blank check to these people. And Jerome Corsi will be joining us in the third hour. He's done a great job with these reports.
Bush sneaking North American super state without oversight. Mexico-Canada partnership underway with no authorization from Congress. Despite having no authorization from Congress, the Bush administration has launched extensive working group activity to implement a trilateral agreement with Mexico and Canada. That's not really true. NAFTA has all this in it. GAFT has it. The Free Trade Area of the Americas has it. This is how the EU started. The membership of the working groups has not been published, nor has their work product been disclosed, despite 2 years of massive effort within the executive branches of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. But it is on the TxDOT website. It is on the federal government's websites. It is in the CFR document, Mr. Corsi. The groups working under the North American Free Trade Association Office in the Department of Commerce are to implement the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP, signed by President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and then Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. And it is almost word for word the CFR plan of 6 months before, I would add. The trilateral agreement, signed as a joint declaration, not submitted to Congress for review, led to the creation of the SPP office within the Department of Commerce. The SPP report is to the heads of the U.S., Mexico, Canada. And see, under Homeland Security, Bush has declared absolute power, so he's saying he's allowed to implement this without having a law. That's why he's had 750-something, it was 754 a month ago, I'm told it's grown, signing statements saying he ignores laws. He said if they didn't reauthorize the Patriot Act, which they did, he would just enforce it without a law. He signed a $2.2 billion spending package that didn't pass. Remember all this? You see, you think it's just about kicking Muslims in the tail and let's get them and we got to get tough. It has nothing to do with that. Dictator powers are about butchering the nation, gutting us, letting the globalists loot us. The SPP report to the heads of the state of the U.S. and Mexico and Canada, released June 27th, 05, lists some 20 different working groups spanning a wide variety of issues ranging from e-commerce to aviation policy to borders and immigration involving the activity of multiple U.S. government agencies. The working groups have produced a number of memorandums and understandings and trilateral declarations of agreement. You can link through to those documents. You can read it. This is the American Union. It's here. The Canadian government and the Mexican government each have SPP offices comparable to the U.S. office. Gary World, who heads the SPP office within the NAFTA office of the U.S. Department of Commerce, affirmed to WorldNet Daily last Friday in a telephone interview that the membership of the working groups as well as their work products have not been published anywhere, including on the Internet. Why the secrecy? Quote, we did not want to get the contact people of the working groups distracted by calls from the public. Oh, said Word. She suggested to WorldNet Daily that the work products of the working groups was described on the SPP website, so publishing the actual documents did not seem required. But see, we've gotten the documents through the state legislature because they implement these documents because of federal highway funds at the local level. They make us pay for it. See, a foreign Spanish company is going to implement all this right up through the trunks of this that split off in St. Louis into Indiana, Ohio, and other areas. Do you understand this, folks? This is happening. Oh, I mean, it makes my head spin. It makes my head spin. And the big thing here is that it isn't just the Mexican truck drivers. It isn't just the Mexican longshoremen or any other Latin Americans. Bush's, quote, guest worker program, quote, if you want to work, you're legal. If you can get here and get a job, you're legal. Everyone who's here is legal. It's not just an amnesty. It's literally opening the gates and merging us, and it will bring in unlimited Latin Americans. Unlimited. Skilled and unskilled. Unlimited. Let me say it again. Unlimited. Fast lanes, 10 lanes on each side, and then 4 lanes of trains on each side, and then 3 lanes of telecommunications and power lines. That's in the report. Total legalization. You know, you cut your finger off, you're not going to bleed to death. America's already had its hand cut off. We're trying to put a tourniquet on it. Bush and the Democrats and Hillary are fighting us, trying to keep us from putting a tourniquet on it. We're turning white. We're going into shock. We probably already can't survive what's already happened. Now, under this, it will be the equivalent of cutting our head off with a giant battle axe. Literally. There's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again if they implement this. They're building it. They're doing it. The transponders are going in. No one on talk radio other than this show and a few other Patriot shows is talking about it. Rush Limbaugh's busy making fun of liberals along with Sean Hannity. It's just mindless issues that don't even matter. The Republicans and Democrats are together. They're helping swing the axe right now. America is dying right now. Dying. Dying. Dying.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest, former head of the Star Wars Directed Energy's weapons program. He was involved in missiles, too, so I guess it's not just the Directed Energy's subdivision of that. He was the commander of the entire operation back when it was totally secret. We'll be getting into that with him here just in a few minutes. We have Jerome Corsi about the massive NAFTA highways, the end of the U.S., and that's not hype, folks. That's what this is, American Union. Very, very serious. That is coming up in the third hour. We'll have open phones, of course, in the second and third hour. We only have Dr. Bowman for about 30 minutes. Before I go to Dr. Bowman, I want to encourage every solitary listener out there who's gotten copies of my films, who hasn't made copies of the VHS or DVDs you got, please do it. The power, the effect of you making copies, giving them to others, telling them to make copies, to pay it forward, is unbelievable. We've seen this time and time again. I had masses of people coming up to me on the streets of Ottawa, in their capital, going, "You're Alex Jones, you're Alex Jones, I've seen your films." Old people, young people, black people, white people, French speakers, English speakers. Again, that's because of you. Sending links where people can download it, giving people copies. It's so exciting, and we're just one group in the fight against the New World Order. They cannot succeed if we put the light of truth on them. So please make copies if you have the films. If you don't, go to InfoWars.com, to the secure, safe online video and bookstore. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get the Masters of Terror. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Webster Tarpley's great book, the newest edition of it that we have. It's amazing, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. And when you support us, we can then do even more in this fight. So, again, Infowars.com, a lot of big discounts on the videos and books right now. T-shirts, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. Bush would call that liberal. A lot of liberal stuff, a lot of pro-America stuff there. Evil, control the border type stuff there. It's all there for you at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. He is one of our big speakers right after Ray McGovern coming up on Sunday, the 25th in L.A., and he is a great American, flew 101 combat fighter-bomber missions in Vietnam, has a long, lengthy, prestigious career, has degrees in a bunch of different areas, engineering, you name it, and we are honored to have Dr. Bob Bowman on with us today. Doctor, thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for having me back.
You're running for Congress, too. Why don't you just, in a thumbnail sketch, tell us the history of Dr. Bob Bowman. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but tell us about that and tell us about your run for Congress.
Well, I'm running for Congress to take back America for the people. There are combat veterans all over the country who are running for Congress for the first time. None of us are professional politicians. We want to kick the professional politicians out of Washington and have a citizens' Congress that will serve the needs of the people for a change instead of the multinational corporations and their K Street lobbyists.
Now, we're going to give out your website. We're going to, we've got a link to it on Infowars.com right now for Congress, but tell us about Bob Bowman.
Well, I do have a PhD in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. I'm a career military officer. As you said, 101 combat missions in Vietnam. I directed all the Star Wars programs under Presidents Ford and Carter when their existence was secret. I'm a family man. I've got 7 children and 21 grandchildren. And in a week, I'll be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary. They say it doesn't take a rocket scientist to run the government. Nevertheless, I am one, and I've been a lot of things, a stuffy college professor, an itinerant preacher, song and dance man, a radio talk show host in 3 different states. I've done a lot of interesting things in my life, but it's time to pay back and do something for the people of this country, and I really want to do that, and I want to win this race, and I'm sure we can. And I'm asking everybody to support me, and anywhere in the country, you may not be able to vote for me, but you can send money. You can donate to the campaign by going to Bowman2006.com, because I will take that money, and I will use it to beat an incumbent Republican, Bushy, New World Order, radical right-wing incumbent.
Now, last time we had you on, you've described yourself as a paleo-conservative. These guys aren't conservative. Tell people why you're running as a Democrat.
Well, I intend to win, and I found from my run for President of the United States in 2000 that you don't win elections unless you're either a Republican or a Democrat. And I don't have millions of my own dollars that I can dump into this, so I need a party behind me. And I'm running as a Democrat, not only because the Republican Party right now is controlled by these horrible neoconservative fascists who've done such terrible things to our country and its military and our reputation around the world, but also because I really believe in the fundamental principles of the Democratic Party. Principles that have been largely ignored since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, principles that involve serving working Americans for a change.
Now, Bob, I want to shift gears. When you're at the conference, you're going to be covering 9/11 from your unique perspective as a pilot and as an aeronautical engineer. Give us a little preview of the speech you're going to be giving, because you've got a full hour to give a speech and then about 30 minutes to take questions. What are you going to be speaking about?
Well, I intend to spend a little bit of time addressing 9/11 from the perspective of an old interceptor pilot, and talking about why those aircraft were never intercepted before they hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. But I'm sure there's so many other great people going to be speaking on 9/11 that I want to do a little bit of the stuff I did in Chicago, and that is relate 9/11 to the big picture. How does 9/11 relate to the Iraq War, to our economy, and to the global world order as a whole? And what is this global world order doing to ordinary American people?
Clearly the official story is a fraud. You've said it, I've said it, 9/11 is an inside job. Do you think it's shocking, the people that carried it out, that so many prominent people are stepping up to the plate and laying their cards on the table, and that major polls show half of Americans think that they carried it out, 68% think that they're covering something up? What's your view on that?
Well, I think some of them are beginning to run scared. I'm getting an awful lot of opposition at the moment. As a matter of fact, I now have a competitor in the Democratic primary here in Florida's District 15. And there has been a hate piece, an attack piece circulated about me, describing me as a, you know, a conspiracy nut, by quoting some of the horrendous things I've had to say, of all places, the Alex Jones Show. And,
I didn't see that one.
Well, really takes me on for identifying Dick Cheney as my prime suspect if people in our government were involved, and for saying that I wanted to go to Washington with the idea of bringing about impeachment against Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, and the whole oil mafia.
Well, Bush's approval rating is
indicting him for treason.
Well, exactly. His approval rating is at 30%, so not only is what you're doing just, but what you're calling for is what the people want.
Well, yes, but there are still elements of the Democratic Party who are scared of really standing for anything. They want to continue to be mealy-mouthed, wishy-washy, you know, go-along-to-get-along, Republican-light opposition party folks that everybody will like and nobody will pay any attention to. And that's not me. You know, I'm running for Congress because I was really talked into it and there wasn't anybody else to do it. But I have been a whistleblower and a radical for a long time. And I'm not about to change what I'm saying just because I happen to be running for Congress. And I know there's a lot of high-level Democrats that don't like it, that I'm calling a spade, but I'm not going to change.
Well, they're all controlled by the same global corporate crime club. I mean, look at Hillary hanging out with the head of Fox News, having dinner every week with Rupert Murdoch, traveling around with him. He's having fundraisers for Chuckie Schumer, all of them. You look at the Democratic Party leadership, many of them are even more neoconish, like Lieberman, than even some of Bush's people.
That's true, absolutely true. And so I know I'm going to be a persona non grata in a lot of quarters when I get to Washington. I'm not going to be a member of the club. I'm not going to take direction from the party leadership, but I don't think I'm going to be alone. I think there's going to be a lot of us radicals who get in.
Well, that's why they're trying to head us off with their special little voting machines. And we know some of their worst fraud committed by the White House in two elections has been in Florida. How are you trying to head that off?
Well, we do have a fine lawyer, Pam Stewart, who has taken on the job of trying to prevent the election being stolen from us. But it's going to be very, very difficult. We know we have an uphill battle with those electronic voting machines. And so my plan is to beat the Republican incumbent badly. I mean, I want to beat him by 75-25.
Well, if they've really done stuff badly,
they're not going to be able to change the result with their voting machines.
Well, they've already had it in 13 states where the exit polls were 10-15 points different than their so-called fraudulent results. I mean, in places like Nebraska, you've got people winning by 15-16 points in the polls, and then they suddenly magically lose, and then the people who literally own the voting machine companies, like Senator Hagel, magically win. It starts to get pretty darn obvious. But I agree with you. If it's a massive win, they can't ignore that. You know, they've tried to run Republicans against Ron Paul. They've quit doing that because he keeps winning.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen him run Democrats against other good Democrats. We saw him run Democrats a few years ago against Cynthia McKinney. She lost. She came back and won this last election. So this is a serious fight. I think it shows that they're afraid of you, that they weren't running anybody against the Republicans. Suddenly you got involved. Now they're running another Democrat against you. Do you think you're going to be able to beat that Democrat?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The people are solidly behind me, and I'm not really concerned about that. I just, you know, and I'd welcome a nice, friendly primary where we could have some debates and train our guns on the Republican incumbent instead of on each other. But it looks like that may be difficult now. I'm still going to try and pull that off. I don't want to go negative and get in an attack mode, even against the Republican. You know, there are plenty of positive things for us to call for. Of course, the truth about 9/11, healthcare in this country, good jobs at a living wage for American families, bring our troops back alive from, you know, there are so many positive things that we don't really need to go negative. So I still think I'm going to win this election.
Well, I got to tell you, Bob, you know, they tell us don't go negative, but then I notice that the winners do go negative. I think they say don't go negative because it's so effective. I really think it's propaganda by the political consultants to not go negative. I've always found attacking is good.
Well, you know, I've already been attacked, and if it doesn't stop, I'm going to fight back. There's no question about that. And, you know, I don't have to say a lot of bad things about the Republican incumbent because they keep shooting themselves in the foot with what is going on in Washington. They're self-destructing in the eyes of the American people. The American people just need an alternative.
Well, I had Ron Paul on a few months ago, and he came right out and said that it'd be good for the country to have the monopoly of power broken. People, the media acts like gridlock's a bad thing. Gridlock is what the founding fathers universally, one of the few things they universally called for, a separation of powers. You have three branches of government, divides within the courts, divides within the legislative, and then you have the executive to implement the will of the Congress, of the legislative. I mean, we need to have more gridlock. We need to not have this out-of-control, un-American, not conservative, Republican monopoly broken. They have most of the governors, the majority of governors, a large majority. They have a large majority in the House, a small majority in the Senate. They have a majority of the federal courts now. They have 8 of the 9 members appointed by Republicans to the Supreme Court. They have a huge monopoly in all three branches, and Bush declaring dictatorial powers. We've got to break his monopoly. As dangerous as the Democrats are, their leadership is bought and paid for as well. But I think we're going to see, and many Republican strategists I've talked to agree, and Democratic strategists, there will be less centralized control and fear in the Democratic Party with those bad committee chairmen if there's a major shift in the Congress.
Absolutely. And we have to somehow put a rein on this imperial presidency that is now in power.
The danger of the neocons, Ray McGovern, many others believe the neocons are in great danger. They're cornered right now to carry out some type of event or provocateur one. Barring that, I think that they are slated for the ash heap of history. So I what do you think about that statement?
Oh, I agree. And I think that they would like to have another 9/11. It's just that there's such an awareness around the country now that the story we've been told about the first 9/11 is so fishy that it's going to be very difficult for them to get away with it again. And I really hope that there are people on the inside that when they smell something coming down, that they will be able to prevent it. I just think the stakes are so high now that we've got to assure those neocons in Washington that if they try something else like this, they will not get away with it again, and they're going to spend the rest of their lives in jail.
Well, that's key. Exposing 9/11 as an inside job is about saving lives, saving the republic right now. I mean, Bush, it's now public, is trying to create the American Union right now, criminally, totally bust our borders. The average American is now just learning of that. I mean, on so many levels, the truth is being revealed. Final segment with Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, retired, or full colonel, excuse me.
No, Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay, good. I don't have your bio in front of me. And former head of the Star Wars program when it was a secret program under Ford and, of course, Carter. We'll be right back with some more important questions and more analysis from the doctor. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Coming up, Jerome Corsi. I disagree with him on a lot of issues, but he's dead on with the North American Union. We'll see how he squares that with his Lord Bush, who he says is so good. And that's coming up in the third hour. That should be extremely interesting, to say the least. Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, right when it was first set up. I can't wait to meet you in person. I feel like I already know you, interviewing you the several times there at the conference. And, folks, you can get your tickets at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Bob, looking at this, looking at what the neocons are doing right now, obviously the Zarqawi thing, which is totally staged, was timed because of plunging poll numbers. The Canada thing is now being admitted, the terror alert, to be a stage provocateur op. The British thing, within 2 days they admitted, was the wrong house and no one were terrorists, but they shot somebody. So we already see them trying to bolster their numbers, trying to show us how they're saving us. And I had predicted, not because it's hard to do, that people do the same thing over and over again, that if they were going to back off a big terror attack, or it could even be a prelude to it, they would do lots of these little events. Comments?
Yeah. That's true, and I don't know, I'm really worried about the next big one. I am, and I'm worried about our government using another false flag to get us into a full-scale war with Iran now. There's so much that we have to protect against, and the best protection we have is the truth. I'm already in trouble with the old-timers in the party, so let me get myself deeper in by repeating what has got me in trouble with them before. The truth about 9/11 is that we don't know the truth about 9/11. What we do know is that the most unbelievable of all the wild conspiracy theories is the official conspiracy theory told us by our government.
But, Bob, when we look at it, when we look at, like, and Stephen Jones is on record, Ray McGovern, when we look at the official story, all the evidence, the know-how, the capacity to carry it out would only be with criminal elements of our government. That's what the former German defense minister said.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it could be done. I mean, can Al-Qaeda make NORAD stand down? Can they warn public officials not to fly? Can they do CIA-connected insider trading? It goes on and on.
It goes on and on. And, one of my favorite lines I give is, if the government has nothing to hide, why are they hiding everything? Why are they hiding the videotapes? Why are they hiding the audio tapes? Why are they hiding all the forensic evidence that they haven't already sold to China as scrap? Why don't they let us have a really independent commission to tell us the truth? The answer, the only answer that appears feasible, is that they do have something to hide. I can't come to any other conclusion.
Well, all the evidence, it's conclusive, inside job, the fine details of how they did it will probably remain nebulous for eternity, but the perpetrators know how they did it. It's just clear in any police work that we know where the blame rests, as you said. Dick Cheney, prime suspect. Dr. Bob Bowman, I will see you out there as one of our keynote speakers on Sunday, June 25th, that we're talking about only 10 days away. And
yeah.
You're having your big anniversary on Friday. You're flying out there, getting there Saturday. You'll be there Saturday evening at the conference, and you'll be speaking on Sunday. I can't wait to shake your hand.
Be good to be with you too, Alex. And send people to Bowman2006.com.
Absolutely. We got a big fat link up on the main page of InfoWars, sir. In case people miss it, they can link through right there. We'll see you very soon, Doctor.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Vaya con Dios. We'll come back. We'll start the second hour. We'll get into a bunch of other news, and we'll take your calls immediately at 800-259-9231.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.